In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, enkindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Chapter 17 of Luke. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "It is impossible but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he was cast into the sea, than he should offend one of these little ones." Who are the little ones? The little ones of faith. Oh yes, I don't ever want to offend anyone by my life. I don't want to offend anyone. Because Jesus said, "Woe unto you if you offend one of the little ones of faith." I want to be honest. I want to be real. That's why every cent that comes to In Season and Out of Season is not my money, but goes for the payment of the radio messages. And that has been done for 31 years. And you might say, "Well, I don't believe you." Well, you don't have to believe me. It's true anyway. I have my own money. Thanks be to God. The diocese pays me. I don't have to take anything from In Season and Out of Season. And we tithe our money. We tithe our money and everything, you know, everything is given out that needs to be given out. Take heed to yourselves if your brother sins against you. Rebuke your brother, and if he repents, forgive him. Oh yes, our Jesus is going to speak about forgiveness. And if he trespass against you seven times a day, and seven times a day turns again to you, saying, "I repent," you shall forgive him. Oh yes, we need to forgive. Forgive, and it shall be forgiven to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over into the folds of your garment. Oh yes, we need to forgive. Seven times seven? Yes. Seven times seven if he asks for mercy. And the apostle said unto the Lord, "Increase our faith." And Jesus said unto them, "If you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree, 'Be thou plucked up by the root and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Oh my, the faith of a mustard seed. It's very wonderful that Jesus knows human nature. He knows that when we start, we don't have the faith of a watermelon seed, but the faith of a mustard seed like the head of a pin. And that faith grows when we plant it. I remember many years ago, it was in the summer, and I was working with young people. I wasn't a priest. I wasn't a seminarian. And I remember going to the church at the Holy Redeemer where the Blessed Sacrament was, and I got on my knees, and I said to Jesus, "I need the faith of a mustard seed. And I plant it with you, and I'd never ask for that again." And you know what? That seed has been growing and growing and growing. Sometimes I don't perceive it growing, but I know that the Lord uses the people who have a mustard seed of faith, who will believe for people. You know, people have come to me and said, "You know what? I don't believe this." And I say to them, "Well, I'm going to believe it for you. Right now, it's all right for me to believe it for you." And I remember this woman saying to me, "I need a sign." And she went home that day and she got her sign. She called me on the phone and she said, Deacon Tom, I was a deacon at the time. "Deacon Tom, I want to tell you, I got what I was looking for. I don't need your faith anymore. I have my own. But you see, people that don't have faith, we have to have faith for them. And that's real. We remember the man being lowered into the house by four friends. Jesus saw the four friends' faith and healed the man. First, he said, your sins are forgiven. I'm telling you, we need to have faith for people. Even if they do not have faith, we need to have faith until they have faith. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto the servant by and by when he comes in from the field, go sit down and eat dinner? And will he not say unto him, make ready wherewith I may have dinner, and gird yourself and serve me till I have eaten and I have drunk, and after that you shall eat and you shall drink. Talking about servants. And Jesus was the greatest servant. He washed the feet of the disciples. He's telling us that disciples need to be servants. And what we do is only what we should do. We shouldn't be complaining and say, I did this and I did that and I did the other thing. We are called to do what he calls us to do. And he says, does he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded him? And he said, no. So likewise, ye, when you have done all those things which are commanded of you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. That's it. That's it. Our duty to do. It is my duty to pray for the sick. It is my duty to answer the telephone and pray for the sick. It is my duty. That is my duty. You might say, well, then, what do you mean? That's what I'm called to do. And I'm called to pray for the sick. And I cannot heal the sick, but I know that Jesus can. And I don't do it perfectly. I don't do it perfectly, but I am called to pray for the sick. And it's just what I have been done. And I don't say, Lord, I prayed for the sick. This was my duty to do it, and I've done it. I'm just an unprofitable servant in the name of Jesus. But you know what? He rejoices when we do the things he calls us to do. He rejoices when we do the things he calls us to do. And it's not very difficult to do those things. You just need to have a little bit of faith. A little bit of faith goes a long way. I ask you to have faith for my brother. He's really not doing well. I ask you to double up your prayers that Jesus would come into his heart and that his body would be healed. I'm praying for a turnaround in the name of Jesus. So if you would do that with me, I'd be very grateful. Verse 11 of chapter 17. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. You know, the people of Samaria aren't going to accept him. Why? Because he's got his face pointed to Jerusalem, and that's not where they worshipped. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, and they stood afar off. 10 men. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves to the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. I love that. As they went, they were cleansed. Because when they were going, their faith was faith. That Jesus said, go to the priests and just let them do what they need to do. As they went, they were healed. I'm telling you, as you went, as you go, that's when God heals people. As you go, you might say, I don't have the faith. Do you have the faith of a mustard seed? That's all you need, is the faith of a mustard seed. And have them put it in your heart and let it grow and grow and grow. I can believe for things that I never could believe for 20 years ago. I can believe for eyes that will open up. And I pray today for a woman whose eyes bleed, that she be completely healed in Jesus' name. May be healed in your eyes by the power of the blood of Jesus. I pray for people that are deaf, and I can believe that God will open the ears of these people. Why? Because I've seen it before. Mm-hmm. And what I've seen before, I can see again by the grace of the living God. It has nothing to do with me and everything to do with Jesus by the grace of the living God. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice. He glorified God. And he fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. He was a Samaritan. He was considered to be a dog. And Jesus answered and said, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Where did they go, the other 9? Maybe they went rejoicing. Maybe they went to the bar room. Maybe they went home. But they didn't come and thank the Lord for what he did. Lord Jesus Christ, give me a thankful heart. Give me a thankful heart that I can see and I can hear and I can preach by the grace of God. Give me a thankful heart. I don't feel very thankful so many times, Lord. Give me a thankful heart. Don't let me be like that one, those 9 people that did not come back to thank you. Let me be like the one who thanks you, that we would live in thanksgiving." The word Eucharist means thanksgiving. There are not found that returned to give glory to God, but this stranger. And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way. Your faith has made you whole." But you see, what was the faith? As he went, as he came back to Jesus, that's where his faith was. He came back to Jesus to thank Jesus. I'm telling you, there is a great power as we go, as we went, you know. I know it's not proper grammar, but it's okay. As people went, as they go to other places, there is a great anointing, a great anointing. And God shows up in mighty and awesome ways. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God comes not with observation, neither shall they say, 'Lo, here it is,' or 'Lo, there it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." The kingdom of God is within you. The king is in the believer. And with the king comes the kingdom. The kingdom of God is within you. Do you know that today? That the king is in your heart. Have you asked him to come into your heart? Have you asked him to come into your heart? The king wants you to know that the kingdom is in your heart where the king resides. The residence of the king should be the heart of people. Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay, into my heart, Lord Jesus. Let's do it. Into my heart, repeat. Into my heart, come into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, come in today, come in today, come in to stay, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And where Jesus is, there is the kingdom. For the kingdom of God is in your heart. And he said unto the disciples, "The days will come when you desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see it. And they shall say to you, 'See here,' or 'See there.' Go not after them, do not follow them. For as the lightning that lightens out one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first He must suffer many things. Yes, he tells the disciples, he must suffer many things. He must be rejected by this generation. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. How was it in the days of Noah? Oh, they were eating, they were drinking, they were having festivities, they were mourning. Yes, everything that happened on the day. What are people doing today? Well, people are driving cars, they're shoveling snow, they're going to the store, they're getting their mail. Yes, so shall it be like the days of Noah that the Son of Man shall come. They will be eating, they will be drinking, they will be marrying wives, they will be given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Do you see what three snowstorms have done to us? It really has caused us to stop. We cannot do very much. Even when we drive, we have to be careful that people are walking. Imagine snowing for 40 days. Imagine raining for 40 days and 40 nights. Wouldn't be able to contain it. The earth would have been sunk. Oh, yes. You see, we've had three, four snowstorms, and we are, we're like paralyzed. We're like paralyzed. And I'm telling you, imagine if it did this for 40 days and 40 nights, where would we be? We would not be. Oh, I believe that this snow is part of the judgment of God, because we kill children every day at Planned Parenthood. And no one speaks of it very often. Thank God for the people who go to the abortion mills. Thank God for the people who pray for the children who will be aborted. Thank God for the people who pray for the women that they would be healed. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking. They bought and they sold. They planted and they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In other words, people will be eating and drinking, marrying, driving and selling and at flea markets or whatever they are doing. Then the day of the Son of Man will catch them like a thief in the night. In that day which shall be upon the housetop, and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take the stuff away. He that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife who looked back. She became what? A pillar of salt. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose his life, and whoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night, there shall be two men in one bed, one shall be taken and the other one left. There will be two women grinding together, one shall be taken and the other one left. There will be two men in the field, one shall be taken and the other one left. And they answered and said unto Jesus, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, there will be the eagles that gather together. I'm telling you, the days of the Son of Man, when it comes, it's going to catch us like a thief in the night. That's why we always have to be ready. We always have to be ready, because we do not know the day or the hour. We do know the season, but we do not know the day or the hour. People are looking at the earth today in an apocalyptic way, that the Lord is on his way here. But I tell you, he better find the church and me, part of the church, living in faith, because faith justifies us by the grace of God. He better find faith in the church, because if he doesn't find faith in the church, what will happen? Goodbye, cruel world. Chapter 18, And he spoke this parable unto them to this end, that men and women ought always to pray and not get discouraged. So chapter 18 says we are always to pray and not get discouraged, saying, there was in a city a judge who didn't fear God, neither did he regard man or woman. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continued coming she weary me out. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge says. And shall not God avenge his own elect that cry out day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Will not God answer our prayers? He is not like the unjust judge. He is the Lord. Will he not answer our prayers? Yes, he will. And I tell you that he will avenge his own speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the church? Will he find faith in me? When the Son of Man comes, what will we be doing? We will be eating and drinking. We will be praying. We will be driving. We will be shopping. We will be doing all the things. But when he comes, will he find faith on the earth? Because people say, you know what, I don't believe. I've got to see to believe. No, it's the opposite around. You've got to believe to see. Oh, yes, when we believe and give our life to Jesus, we begin to see the miraculous. We begin to see God working all things together for the good to those who love him. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in your church? Will he find faith at Holy Rosary? Will he find faith in Boston? Will he find faith in New York? Will he find faith in Louisiana? Will he find faith in around the Mississippi River? Will he find faith? Will he find faith? Like, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This unjust judge gave the woman what she needed. We do not serve an unjust judge. We serve one who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's who we serve. We do not serve someone who is mean and rotten. We serve one who has given his child up for our salvation and for our redemption. We serve the one who loves us and who will never stop loving us. He says, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and you are mine. Oh, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and you are mine. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid today. Just look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Look to Jesus, the Lamb of God who was slain from the foundation of the world. Look to Jesus. He is the one we are looking to. Our eyes need to be fixed upon Jesus and not upon anything else. But we need to read the signs of the time. We see Israel talking about Iran having a nuclear weapon, and because Iran will bomb Israel, and Israel says, before that happens, we'll bomb Iran. We are in a precarious situation, and we need faith in that situation. We need to look to Jesus Christ. We need to look to Jesus Christ. We need to care for Israel. We need to care for Israel. The scripture says that those who bless his people will be blessed, even as the stars number the sky, and as the sea has seashore, sea has sand. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we have seen his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I'm telling you today, people, keep your eyes fixed upon Jesus. He is the author and finisher of your faith. He is the author and finisher of salvation. He loves you with an everlasting love. And if you can, why don't you send me something so that we can pay for our radio programs. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.